Hello, podcast.
Oh, God. Hi, guys.
No, I know, you forgot.
Hello.
But you're doing what I'm doing, which is looking at pictures of the double dick dude we're about to speak to.
Oh, my God. We're about to interview a guy that has legitimately two penises.
And I'm looking at the photo, and it's legitimately two penises.
And also, winning his autobiography is called Double Header.
Excellent.
Good job, mate.
Really good job.
So many questions.
I know, and we have to just... his mum has come out and said, my son is not a freak show. Well...
Nah.
Wow.
He has...
He's making money off his two penises.
He's done the right thing.
He's not a freak.
No.
But it's a show.
It is a show.
Would you buy tickets? I'd go.
What would you say? What would you like him to
do? Can he do tricks?
It's a great question.
I mean, surely he's...
Would that be puppetry of the peni?
What is the collective noun for penises?
No, it's peni.
Peni.
Is it peni?
I think.
Okay, Kim, our producer, is Googling collective noun for
penis. Just go to your photo roll, Kim.
Double dick dude. only one in 5.5 million miles worldwide. Oh, well,
you want it to be cluster, don't you?
That's good. That's
cluster. Good, a cluster.
Thank you.
We don't know when we're going to put it to air, guys, so that's something to look forward to. Yeah. We had a good show. Just talked about some stuff. There's a sexy... billboard of Denya.
Isn't there? Those photos are all over our socials.
Yeah.
And then the M camping experience, you've decided to put on your own music festival, which I think is a great idea.
Empalooza. Emmapalooza.
Good.
My name's Emma, though, but it's not. Emmapalooza. I'm thinking middle-aged music festival.
I think it's
next. This is where the money's at.
Well, Big Day Outfolded eventually because, partly because it was just too... It went for so many years that people kind of either aged out and then didn't replace.
Aged out, yeah.
And now we've got all those people who want to see go to something.
And camping festivals are the new it thing.
It's
Burning
huge.
Man has brought it back. Yeah. Everyone loves it. And I went to one on the weekend, Secret Garden Festival. I felt old. Everyone was on drugs, mate, and I wasn't. And I felt like we could do it better for people over 30.
But you got into it, though.
I had such a great dance. In the end, I got over myself, had a few wines and got on the D floor. But it took me finding the drag stage to do that.
Something for everyone.
There is.
Something.
Via the clapping, tent which that really does boost
your self-esteem.
Oh, my God, it's
so good. Just an area for applause. You just go and stand there and people have to
How
clap
many
you.
Were in there clapping?
It was at anything. It was like bleachers.
Yeah.
It's probably 20 or 30 people at any given time. It was
great. That's so good.
That's enough. And enough people, I mean. And that's also enough for the intro. Enjoy.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M. Grant and Ed.
6:02 from Monday. Everybody survive the weekends.
I am actually the most rested I've been in a very long time.
How? Because I just saw you just dancing with reckless abandon for what looked like days on end.
I did. It was absolutely rejuvenating. Guys, I can't recommend going into the bush wearing a bikini and having your boobs covered in glitter enough.
This was for, is it called
Secret Garden Festival.
Yeah.
38 arrests, amazing.
That's not bad.
Yeah, the police presence. I was way out west. 40 degrees on Saturday.
40 degrees.
It was hectic and I was in a tent.
So no aircon at a bush door.
Yeah. But I was part of the land, guys.
Yeah.
I had so much fun. And I saw parts of outer Sydney, Western Sydney, that I would never have normally seen.
Yeah. Was it held at Shannon Knowles' farm in Condo? Is that where it was?
Pretty much. The guy whose farm it was on came to visit a couple of times. He was well into his 70s.
Really?
So you just saw this guy walking around in a Nakubra amongst all the teenagers dressed as Teletubbies, and he was pointing at, he was having a great time.
He was having a good time.
And you could see his house up on the hill, and he was just sitting on his porch and just survey.
Gosh.
It was amazing.
It's a great way to make money, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
For farmers and winery owners and stuff like that can now
just chuck
have
a festival on.
Chuck a festival on.
And you don't have to do anything because they just arrive and set up. There was big stages. It was huge.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
Well done.
Thanks.
Good on you going out and doing something.
I didn't want to.
Yeah. You were reluctant on Friday, but it's one of those things where you go and then you have a great time.
Yeah.
Today we are going to be talking to Ryan from Married at First Sight.
Oh, doesn't everyone want a piece?
They do want a piece.
Why?
It shows the lowering standards, I believe. If you're aspiring to Ryan, in the old days, Ryan was like, well, I can't get anything else, better take this Ryan thing. And now people are aspiring to Ryan.
I just feel like we're forgetting his reality TV pass. This isn't his first rodeo.
I think maybe we'll bring that up
today. Okay, great.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
What's next for him? What's the next reality TV? Is he going to do Ninja?
Ninja.
What's that show?
The Ninja Warrior.
The Ninja Warrior. Or the Channel 7, definitely
Spartan.
Not ripping off Ninja Warrior.
No.
Spartans.
Very different.
So different,
got a different
guys.
Logo.
Oh my. It's like Seven went, can we call it Schminger Schmaria?
It is the closest rip-off I've seen for a while. It's the closest shot-for-shot rip-off.
That's brilliant.
It was last night.
Zero Fs given by Channel 7.
They don't care, do they?
And it works. Guys, because, yeah. It's a team's one, this one. It's very, very different. Yes, it's an obstacle course.
Yes,
it's the same premise. But it's teams, mate.
So different.
Very different.
Yes.
Grantinia, your photographs, your beautiful, sexy photographs, as directed by me, they are going up on a billboard that the whole of Sydney can see today.
And tell me about this.
Two looks.
Yeah.
We had the sexy pirate and then we had the sexy farmer.
Where's the billboard?
Mm-hmm. At Southern Cross Drive.
Oh, so, people on your way to work.
Yes. Just a low-key locale. Yeah, it's...
A whole billboard.
Yes, a whole giant digital billboard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going up today. Great. Just after 7:30.
And stop traffic, though.
Quite frankly, I'd be just happy with one of those bill posters that go up on a lamppost. Does it have to be a big, giant...
Yes.
Yeah.
Electronic... Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I just say that you took me to another level? You know, when just your inspiration of just throwing words out like a... like a crazy director, just brought things out of me that I didn't know I had deep inside.
We're going to run out of bed, guys. We've got to get to the song.
We need to go to the song. Thank you.
just run out of bed.
What's the superior? Up next, it's about festival and fate food. Good. Let's do this.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
So today it's what's the superior fate/festival food? Because, Em, at your secret garden over the weekend, were they doing this music festival in the bush? They didn't do, like, traditional souvlakis and that.
The banh mi, you know, the beautiful kind of dumpling-ish bread with the beautiful meat on the inside. Artisan hamburgers. There was homemade pasta. Yes. There was an avocado truck dedicated to avocado dishes.
Wow.
That was in the VIP section, obviously.
I was going to say.
No one can afford that. but it was beautiful. I had a burger that really was a religious experience.
See, what are you doing, Em? Like you take a photo of a burger. You take a photo of a burger and you show
it. Send it. Guys, send it to Ed, yeah.
There's chips in the burger,
mate.
So there was a bun. They melted the cheese on the bun. Then they had pickles. Then they had a patty with a different type of cheese melted on the patty. Then they had lettuce. Then they had chips. And it was, and then some kind of sauce that was illegal in 7 countries. And when I ate it, it was like it all stuck together in one beautiful little smoosh of flavour.
Yum. That is so different to most music festivals where you're normally just chewing your own face off.
Oh, there's plenty of that.
Oh, yeah, right.
38 arrests, guys.
38.
Yeah.
Pretty good haul. So, because I went to a little sort of community fate thing where it was kebabs. It was goslemi.
Goslemi.
I never know how to say that, excuse
me. Were the beautiful grandmas making the goslemi?
Always.
You always want the nanas making it. Oh.
So delicious.
With some lemon.
It's some lemon, of course, some lemon.
Mince.
Now, I didn't get one because the line was too long.
Oh, cool.
So, we ended up getting a kebab/souvlaki kind of scenario, which was hashtag delicious. And then I saw this new thing, which I had never seen before, which is like a stick or like a saber almost, and then just chips stuck on top of it.
Chips on a stick?
Yeah. So I'd never seen that before.
So hang on. Is it sort of chips just skewered,
yes,
or is it
skewered,
one of your circular giant round chips on a stick?
It's not like the curly fry.
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh, the chip on a stick?
Oh, yeah. No, it's...
Man.
It's a...
Shaker fries. Come on, mate. We're talking about fries. How long have you been in radio?
That.
35 years.
That's the one. Shaker fries, please. Good price today.
I have no clue what you were pointing at.
Ed and I are pointing every time we say fries.
Yeah, we're both nodding at you.
I was like, what?
What a good price today.
What is it? Oh, no.
Frontier Comedy and 2Day FM present Em Rusciano's The Evil Queen Tour. These tickets.
Can I have them? Because we're sold out.
Yeah.
Can I just take them all back?
These are mine to
give. No one wants them. Everyone who wants them's bought them because we're sold out. Are we really giving away tickets to my show? Which one?
It just says this one. It will be one of this. It doesn't say which one in Sydney, actually.
Okay.
131060, what is the superior festival/fate food? Be it savoury or sweet.
Yes.
What is the most
delicious?
No one's
going to call. No one wants tickets. It was Ed Sheeran last week. Now we're doing Em Rusciano. How far we've fallen.
We're going up.
131060.
We're doing what's the superior thing to eat at a fate. What's your go-to? Yeah, what's your go-to in that sense? And tickets, oh, God, the calls are off the hook.
Look, tickets to your show, Em.
Tickets to my sold-out stand-up show in Sydney.
I'm going to give something different. Yeah. Because I think we need to keep those.
No, give them away. It's fine. These people, okay. You know, went through their hat in the ring for this topic, well, and I feel like I'm as popular as Ed Sheeran, guys.
Well, Lauren.
Yeah?
Lauren, what is the superior thing to eat at a festival?
It has to be those, the cronuts. Truck.
What's a cronut? I know what a bronut is, but I don't know what a cronut is.
It's the point. Well, I didn't either until I tasted one. I thought it was, I don't know, something from some ethnic thing. And then I worked out it was a croissant cross donut.
Oh, croissant donut, baby.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hang on. That's...
Okay.
Does it taste more? Is it flaky or is it doughy?
It's doughy, and then they put it... some of the cronut trucks make it with like ice cream and then all the sauces and chocolate toppings and really dirty and fattening.
you know what else is going off? Those little Swedish paklets. You know the ones, the little tiny pikelets that make tiny toothpick.
I love it.
Eat it with a toothpick. They squirt it out of a sauce bottle into the little holders.
Yes.
Yeah, they were going
Are
off
they
too.
Swedish.
Danish. Some.
Who cares? That's delicious.
Hot Bond area.
As Lauren would say, something ethnic.
Something ethnic.
So, Kane.
I'm something ethnic.
Yes.
I'm something delicious and ethnic, guys.
Kane, best thing to eat at the festival? Superior?
Yeah. Well, nothing fancy. I'd say just stick to the classic mini donuts that you watch go through the machine.
Love it.
Cut through the oil, slip over into the cinnamon, and just jump for joy because they're ready.
Nice,
that is the best thing to eat.
And then burn the crap out of your mouth eating them because you cannot wait for that to cool down.
Kane's so right, though. Just watching donuts get born is such an emotional experience.
I love that idea. I've never heard it described like that. That is poetic.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're such a wordsmith. Jason in Camden, hello.
Hi there.
Jace.
Dad would dogs.
Oh, yes.
What's a dad would dog? Oh. Jace, what is a Dagwood dog?
It's like a Frankfurt covered in batter, then deep fried. Oh.
Yes. Yeah. I'm so with you, mate.
Batter, there's batter, there aren't too much Frankfurt involved, but yeah.
It is somewhat suggestive, depending on how you eat it. And then you dip the whole thing, Grant, then has to, what's the next step after it's been made?
Straight into the sauce.
Yep, dip head first into tomato sauce.
Just bonk it straight. In fact, I fell in love with my wife because we had a race at the Royal Easter Show as to who could finish like a kilo Dagwood dog. And my wife just jammed it all the way in her mouth and like just pulled the stick out in one go. And I went, yes, I'm going to marry you. You're the best.
Look, Em's had to step away from the microphone because...
Hey.
I think
some people fall. You fell in love with your wife because of how she rams a sausage down her throat.
That
and
is
you
correct.
Expect me, as a card carrying comic, to not comment? I'm walking away. We'll lose our broadcasting license.
Yeah, that's a real.
I knew when I'd found it. You know what?
That's enough. You've painted the picture, Picasso. We get it. You have to join the dots now, idiot.
You're really dangling some meat at the Lions there. So, our winner today. I believe who's our winner today? Em, who's going to be our winner today?
Hey, Jace.
Jason.
Jason.
Hello.
Do you want to be the only straight guy at my show?
Funny enough, I've already got tickets to your show.
I knew you would. Yeah. I love you for calling. Anyway, we can't win. Let's see.
You got movie tickets. Movie tickets. And...
No one else.
Oh, no, no.
There's no tickets. There's no people left in Sydney who aren't seeing this show. Lauren, let's go to Lauren. Lauren. Have you already got tickets to my stand-up show?
No.
Would you like some?
Yes, I would love some.
You win.
Well done. Well done. It's Frontier Comedy Today FM. Emma Fiona's Evil Queen Tour. Lauren, you are going along. Everybody else is getting movie tickets. We'll play again tomorrow.
Straight guy's coming.
Yeah, he's loving it.
Can you chase?
Yeah, he's excited.
Yay.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM.
Thank goodness the weather held, M, for your wonderful secret garden adventure over the weekend.
I did have a secret garden adventure over the weekend. And look, I only decided to go early in the week last week, but I was saying to Scotty, God, I'm so exhausted from getting the tour up.
Yeah.
And he said, why don't you go let your hair down somewhere? Mm. I said, okay, good idea. And then I found out a couple of my friends were going to the Secret Garden Festival. So then I, of course, went and did all the research and I found out that it was a two-day dress-up festival. And that's all I really needed to know. And so basically what happens is you roll up and it's about 2 hours west out of Sydney. It was on some dude's farm.
Just on a farm, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And I didn't tent exactly. I was in the glamping situation.
No, I saw your tent.
I was in...
put it this way. Your tent would go for about $1.6 million if it was in Paddington.
Yes.
Wow.
It was more a glamorous teepee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was like a yurt. and so I decided that I would go and so on Friday we drove down there and as soon as we got there, we set up. And when you go camping, as you know, guys, because I'm an experienced camper now, dragging all your stuff from the car is exhausting.
That's lugging. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. When you get to the Secret Garden Festival, it's a free-for-all. You are not located where you put your tent up. So I was fine because I was in the glamping seat scenario, but my friends were actually camping.
Jeez. Jeez.
And so because I got my ticket on Gumtree because a guy broke up with his girlfriend and was selling it for like a quarter of the price.
So good.
Right?
But so good.
When you get to the festival, if you're actually having to pitch a tent, you have to, it's like claiming land. It's like colonializing somewhere.
Like that being far and away?
Yeah. It's like pitching, you got to put your flag down. So there were young teenage kids just putting their tent down wherever. So it was higgledy-piggledy. There were tents set up with on top of each other. It was just actually my worst nightmare. I'm sure dysentery happened by the end of it. It was disgusting.
Was that a DJ? DJ
dysentery.
Good. And so I went through to the glamping section. See and at about 4 o'clock, I started having an existential breakdown of epic proportions.
Why?
Because I was in my tent. I got up at 4, obviously, to do the show. Yeah. And you know what happens at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm. If you know, you just, everything, all your will to go on leaves.
Yes.
And so everyone's getting jazzed up to go out dancing on Friday. And we're going to put our glitter on. And I was sitting in the tent crying.
Oh.
And I actually text Max, our senior producer, and I said, I have made the worst mistake of my life. Why did I think I could do this? There is a series of texts that I sent to my best friend, Michael Lucas, and it is, let me read to you the messages that I sent to him because I just realized, why did I think I could do this? This is what I sent.
And where are your friends? Like outside, like knocking on the tent going, hey, we're going out.
Yeah.
We're
gonna just... this is what I sent my best friend. I'm trying so hard to be fully into this music festival, but F, I feel old. All these young kids are dancing to 90s songs ironically, and I'm all like, I was there, bitch.
Yes.
Why did I think I could do this? I'm back at my tent having an anxiety situation. So that was the vibe of Friday night. Yeah, it was hectic.
What was the turnaround?
Well, I called Scott at 11 p.m. crying.
Oh,
And he
said
to me,
"That's a big turnaround."
Yeah, and he gave me a big pep talk. He's like, "You need to get out there. Yeah. You need to put your glitter on, and you need to just be in the moment and stop worrying about being tired for work on Monday, and stop worrying about being away from your family because I really miss my family when I'm not with them. If I could take my kids to a bush dwarf, I'd be very happy."
Yeah.
And so I went to sleep. I had a great night's sleep because oddly the dwarfing sounds were very relaxing.
Well, they are. Can we play here a bit of it? It's almost like
this is what. That's what I was hearing. So I got up Saturday morning and I put on my sparkly bikini, my fishnets, my sparkly runners, my pink wig, my handmade hat.
Oh, that hat. Can I just say hat is the greatest hat I've ever seen.
My cape, handmade by a drag queen called Polyfiller.
That was good, that cape.
And I headed out and the first place I went to was, guys, there was a tent. There was a stand called the applause stand and they just flat out clap you every time you walk past. I mean, if that's not worth the price of admission.
That is pretty sweet.
So every time
that would have turned your spirit around for sure.
Just clap you the whole time. Thank you. Oh. And then there was a tent just for Disney karaoke.
Oh. No way. So they've got it set up so you can go in and do
just
a whole new world.
Anything you want. Anything you want. And next to it was the only wine bar in the whole place. Obviously, I didn't leave that. So Saturday was a real turnaround for me. Went to bed at 10 o'clock again. And was out again very early Sunday morning and left. But it was a good time. I'm going to talk more about it later and give you a bit more of a heads up. But what I learned is I want to put my own festival on.
You've been talking about this.
Because this was too young and hardcore, and there was a lot of illegal substances rocking around. I'll tell you right
now. No way. At a bush dog.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
You think you're going to the bush for some good, clean fun, and then you see the young kids chewing their faces off.
I think that was a giveaway I did see on your Insta. There were people dressed as mushrooms. I think that pretty much just sort of says
you
what's
are what
going
you eat.
On there.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I want to talk a bit more about this later, but I'm thinking that I need to put on a bush door for people over 30.
Ooh, this is an interesting idea.
There's a nap. There'll be a nap station.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be a station where you can just watch The Crown on repeat.
Oh, wonderful.
There'll be tea. There'll be gin. There'll be a rosé arena.
Oh, the rosé arena
where I will DJ.
Oh,
and it will be good. Madonna songs, and it will be John Farnham songs, and it will be Mariah Carey. It will be stuff you know.
Jeez. And the only mushrooms will be just actual mushrooms.
Yes, you'll be able to get a lovely risotto.
Risotto. just quickly, guys, I want to alert you to a new magazine. We read all the women's mags. We get them here at work.
You've got a That's Life just here, guys.
Got a That's Life. There it is, mate.
What are we leading with?
Give us a headline on
that. I married my dad's best mate.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah.
That's the type of thing you get on those. However, if you're looking for something a little bit different, Al-Qaeda's just launched their own women's magazine.
Say what?
Now, I know that you're going to have trouble believing me. So I've got you. That's the front cover, Em. So it looks...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Does that say flirt Grant? Like a jihadi bride?
It does say flirt like a jihadi.
Is that what that says?
It does say that. This is a real magazine.
I don't believe what? You.
This is a real magazine that our friends...
Well, Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda have bought out a women's magazine.
See, that seems like an oxymoron, that entire sentence.
Oh, yeah. Mm. But they're trying to capture... Apparently, they were upset with the way that...
Women were allowed to drive?
Well, it's not mentioned there. It doesn't have driving tips this month. Here are some of the... tips inside the Al-Qaeda Women's Magazine. This is true. I promise you this is true.
Okay.
Greet your husband with a smile and he comes when he comes and when he goes. Don't dabble in his work. Can you imagine what he sees out there? Your fussing only increases the pressure.
Oh, don't Lord. Fuss, guys. Guys,
I don't know what to say.
Don't fuss.
Make sure your house is a paradise on earth. Prepare the food your husband loves. Prepare his bed and after that, do what he wants.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear.
So
okay.
It doesn't have what
Where
you're
can
thinking.
Where can I sign up?
Well, it's a great question, actually.
This
they don't,
sounds
they don't have a subscription page.
Oh.
It's got to be a prank. It has to be. But it looks legitimate.
I'm calling prank.
Well, I read this on the BBC. Like, it's in very reputable news sources. If it's a prank, it's an incredible prank. It's got an agony aunt column for frustrated jihadist brides.
There's so many places I want to go, but I don't know if I'm allowed to, and so I'm going to err on the side of not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I can see so many
There's a few issues going on here.
Stealing is okay. What about this? Here's a headline. Stealing is okay when you're stealing his heart.
Okay. That's nice. That's
And in case you're wondering whether or not Al-Qaeda's women's magazine, A Paradise on Earth, is legitimate or not, have a look at this on the front page. It says that Grant's wife is pregnant with twins. There's been a resolution, guys, to the KFC crisis in the UK. The mass outrage all across the UK last week when KFC announced that it had no chicken in its restaurants.
Yes.
It's a minor requirement.
Now, it happened because they brought a new delivery partner on board and 900 restaurants were out of chicken across the country.
Em, just quickly, let's just say that I was running a chicken delivery business and KFC signed me up. What would be the only thing that mattered?
That I had
delivering chicken.
Yeah, delivering chicken.
It's true. And look, there was outrage. Especially this woman.
Well, I'll get a free rice box then for coming down because I've had to go to Burger King.
She had to go to Burger King. And Burger King have come out and given that woman free chicken for a year.
Oh, yes.
To keep her patronage.
That's good.
During the time in which KFC were chickenless, Burger King reduced their chicken-based products by 50%.
They're not missing a beat here.
That's good play.
But Eduardo and Grant, KFC, took out a full-page ad.
They've hit back.
It's amazing.
And we'll put it out on our socials, but essentially the bucket of KFC and the letters of KFC have been rearranged to suggest a naughty...
FCK.
Yes.
That's what it says.
Yes.
And they open with, "We're sorry. A chicken restaurant without any chicken, it's not ideal." Huge apologies to our customers, especially those who travelled out of their way to find we were closed. Mm. And they also were sending out tweets to keep everyone abreast of the situation.
Oh, well, hey.
Thank you. The first one says, the chicken crossed the road, just not to our restaurants.
Good.
And then they explain the delivery thing. Then the next one says, guys, some chickens have now crossed the road. The rest are waiting at the Pelican Crossing.
Good.
And then finally, we're knackered and can't think of a funny headline. But they are back up and running. Thank God. I mean, what were people going to do?
Well, eat something else. Can I go to your statistic about your own KFC?
I've never had KFC.
We're walking past a KFC yesterday, my wife and I, Grant,
yeah.
And we're looking, and I do this thing where, you know, I'll stop and I'll sort of stare at people who are eating things.
And through the window.
So yeah. You actually also point and scream yes at them if they're eating something that you wish you could eat but you can't because you're with the healthiest woman on the planet.
That's right. Or I'll go nang, nang, nang as it goes past me in a restaurant. And
one time we're just going to find him nude rubbing hamburger buns on his nipples.
That is so
not
true.
The buns, I do the meat. So as we're walking past, I'm not a weirdo. And
thank you for making the distinction.
As we're walking past the KFC and I'm slowing down and she's sort of dragging my arm, we've got the baby, come on, don't do this. Mm. I said, do you know Em's never had KFC? To which she replied, well, neither have I.
Yes, Tim.
Oh, yeah. Did you not know that
no,
about your wife?
That. And then I said, but look at them. Look at their happy faces.
Are you just licking the window like that dog that's locked outside at that point?
You are.
She held me back.
Window licker.
Coming to Celebrity Family Feud. US version.
Oh.
Kim, that is big.
It's so big, Grant. Kim revealed that Kanye is a massive fan and it's been his lifelong dream. Have a listen.
Kanye and I are the biggest fans of Family Feud. What'd you say earlier? You waited your whole life?
Yeah. It's like against the Kardashian Jenners versus the West. And I have a really good feeling about this.
Yeah, in the very special edition that has already been taped. It's the Wests facing off against Khloe Kardashian, Kendall Jenner, Kris Jenner, and Grandma MJ. Yeah, this is big.
This is very big. Now, Grant, who's the biggest name that you've ever had on Australian Family Feud?
Probably as a family. Maybe Dr. Carl and Susan from Neighbours. They were
basically the same.
No, they're pretty big. What about David and Lisa Oldfield? They'll be coming on soon, no doubt.
Oh, yes.
You know, we're playing in a very big talent pool.
Wow.
Here in Australia.
You've had Em Rasiano on.
Had Em Rasiano and our own Ed Cavalli as well.
Yeah, I lost to Miguel, doesn't speak much English. That was embarrassing.
I lost to Aunt Doe, who said lobsters were the number one thing on platters, and you gave him the top answer.
I think Rigged. Seafood was his answer by memory, but anyway.
Rigged.
Anyway, what I thought we could do is just basically we can't get access to the actual tapes.
Not at the moment.
What we thought we'd do was, you are the host of Australian Family Feud, obviously.
That's correct.
So we just thought we'd run maybe how we think it would go down.
Good idea.
Kanye did
really
turn
good
up.
Idea.
Oh, do you want to play a game?
Yeah, let's play. Yeah. Can you do the start thing? Like, can you do your standard start to Family Feud?
Hey, everybody. We've got a great show today. Two fantastic families. One of them's going to potentially take home $10,000 and maybe even a Holden Trax SUV. You ready to get it on? Okay, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's meet our two teams. Please welcome the M. Rusciano family.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and the Ed Cavalli family.
We're Kanye.
Okay. Say it again.
So imagine Kanye's up. So just ask him an ordinary question and we'll see, because some of Kanye's answers have been leaked online, some of these regulation answers.
Go.
Okay, Kanye, let's see how you go. Name something you see in Paris.
I'm standing up and I'm telling you I am Warhol.
Let's go to the board.
And survey says. Okay.
Not there. Okay. All right, here we go. Maybe you'll have better luck at this one. Name something you put in your mouth but don't swallow.
I am Shakespeare in the flesh, Walt Disney.
Go to the board.
Is it on the board?
No.
Oh, it's not there. Two strikes now. Name a body part that moves when you dance.
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation.
Is it on the board?
Now let's have a go for Kim.
It's not there.
I'll play the part of Kim.
Oh, right.
Give me any regulation. Okay. This is exactly what Kim, the known Brainiac Kim, will go for.
This is for the steal and the win, Kim. Best of luck. You get this, you get your family over the line, and you get to play for $10,000 in fast money. Here we go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Name something that rhymes with truck.
Selfie.
It's not on the board.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
Colin Fasnich, good morning.
Fasnich.
How are you?
Very good.
Do you just get called Fasnich?
What on TV today they call me the Fasnich. Their Fasnich. So I thought that was quite good. I might keep that.
You sound like a Bond villain. I mean, not your voice, but your name. You sound like a beautiful Irishman to me when you speak, but your name suggests Bond villain.
Well, yeah, I like that. I'll take that. I'd rather be the villain than the good guy.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you do crack the whip.
Mm. The villains get the women.
Oh. You've got a new role in
gosh.
The show.
Sorry, guys, I'm just shaking it.
You get tingles.
Yes, you just get tingles down
the back of your neck.
Well, yes. You've got a new role, mate.
Mm. Are you supporting and encouraging the two teams in the elimination cook-off? That's a new position for you in the show this time round. You enjoying that?
It's very new, me being supporting. It's very new. I'm in the kitchen, so like, because that's basically my real job is I'm a chef, and I can see that the disasters happen, and I usually help them and coax them in such a way because I can see it coming. Mm. And the ones that don't like it, I don't help. So there you go.
Fasnich, what would you like to yell at them? Yeah, I mean, I can imagine you're watching people.
We can't say that
people.
Now. We're not in a real kitchen.
But as someone who is as highly trained as you watching people who, they're amateurs and they're basically rubbish, I'd imagine you'd have to show a lot of restraint, Fasnich.
You do, but like the last elimination we had little Matty who couldn't even work out what a colander was. Mm.
Someone argue, why is he on the show?
I liked Matty. She could cook, but I mean, the producer said to me, you were like a cat with a mouse, just playing with him. I had to pull it back.
I'd love to see Olga, Valeria and you in just a slanging match. I feel like that would be excellent TV.
You might see something coming up, but I mean, they're very strong person. I like the strong personalities. I don't like the meek and mild.
No.
Talking to Colin Fasnich, the guest judge, MK Arts tonight, 7:30 on Channel 7. We're starting to get eliminations, but I just want to get back to kitchens because I reckon Fasnich, are kitchens the last place where strong, immediate and hard feedback are allowed in
bullying?
Work. Well, no, just
Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, don't worry, doll. We work in the kitchen of media.
Yeah,
radio,
that's right.
Worry.
That's very true.
Oh, look, when I trained, I worked for Raymond Blanc, who's one of the last big chefs. He trained, trained Ramsay, trained Marco.
Trained Ramsay, yes.
Yeah. And in those days, anything went. And nowadays, you can't. You've got to be very careful. There's a thing called court.
Fasnich, is Manu out of control now, ego-wise? Have you seen him? Because he is starring in a movie wearing leather pants, and I feel like
I spent a week with him in New Zealand last week. Yeah. We went with Cloudy Bay Clams, flew us over, and we went diving and spearfishing. And
oh, nice!
He was out of control there. We actually played drums in a festival because we both play. And we got to go on a proper stage, like with 8,000 people and play drums. So that was pretty good.
Did you?
Yeah. Wow. And that's on, if you go onto my Instagram, you'll see the two of us playing on stage.
That would be amazing. Because, you know, no one parties like chefs, man.
Oh, that's true.
That's true. Yeah.
You guys are harder than any musicians, any comics I've ever. The last man standing are always the chefs in the corner. I swear to God.
The French man wasn't the last man standing. Putting it that way. The Irish. Yeah. It's their Fasnich.
Well, you are welcome back anytime because you're interesting and not a member of the public trying to cook.
Yes,
MKR on tonight, 7:30, Channel 7.
Thanks,
Fasnich.
Tune in, it gets better.
Yes.
Gets better, there you go. Southern Cross Drive, get ready because all morning you are about to see the Grant Denyer billboard. Now, you're thinking, why on earth is that there? It's because Grant...
Why not? Why? Do we need to explain it? I mean, come on, guys. What more do you want for your Monday morning slog to work than to look up and see TV's Grant Denyer in a pair of chaps?
Yeah. Can I just point out, this started out as something that I was going to do privately for my wife, something that I could just give her one-to-one without anybody else seeing or knowing about as a bit of a gift from me to her.
You said it on radio, and that means it has to happen on a billboard. That's how it works.
I don't believe that that is in the handbook of radio, but anyway.
Page one. Sorry, we have 30 years of broadcasting between us, and you have 3 months. So we're telling you right now that it's in the handbook.
I strongly suggest you go to M's Instagram.
I just did.
Really interesting.
Super
zoom on Daniel's crack. If that's
you
not
zoomed in, it's gone pretty much inside me, that zoom that you've done.
The photo is now on our Facebook page, Today FM Breakfast. Head there as quickly as possible. Make it your screensaver for the day. Send it to your mum. Oh, I tell you what, we need to have the defibrillators on standby at every nursing home in the country because once this gets out, Christ on a wheel.
Oh, what a gluteus maximus you're looking at there, too.
Gluteus
concavius.
But it's not about us. It's not about us, guys. It's about Grant's lovely wife, Chezzy Denya, who is on the line. Morning, Chez.
Morning.
Now, in front of you, you do sound excited. Now, in front of you, you've got four pieces of paper face down, correct?
Yes, I do.
Now, you haven't seen these yet. So what we'd love you to do is you're going to flip over the pieces of paper because this was done for you and you chose sexy cowboy / farmer. So if you start,
are we filming the reveal? Are we filming Chezzy flipping them over?
I hope not. I'm in my pajamas. Okay.
I feel like I want Scout on your phone filming you. Put these on the fridge, doll. Okay, here we go.
I'm really nervous. All right, first one. Here we go.
Describe what you see. What's he doing?
What do you got for me?
That's not a supportive laugh.
That doesn't sound aroused.
That you're pulling. I've got sexy cowboy. Yeah. Shooting a gun.
Finger guns.
Finger gun. Yep. Holding onto the belt buckle with the.
Has he got pants on? Pants on. Okay.
Pants
so flick to the next one. Flick to the next
one. Okay.
Still pants.
Okay. Okay. Laughing a little too much here.
Mm-hmm. nice buns.
Oh, buns are out.
Yeah. Hey! Oh, that's very cute.
That is a pose that I do perform for her every night. Jesus. So it's no great surprise for her.
And is this front on or back?
This is back.
No, this is back for you. From behind. Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, what have we got next?
Okay.
All these photos, guys, Today FM, Facebook.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah, that's pretty cute. Like a wink, holding the hat. That's a bit sexy.
Yeah, that's the hat's covering. Whoa. He did say during the hat one, he goes, I think we're going to need a bigger hat as it covered his area.
Now, this is the one on the billboard, I believe.
The next one is the one that's going on the billboard. Okay, have a go, Chezzy. This is what the whole of Sydney's going to see this morning.
131060, if you've seen Grant Denyer. Oh, also, please call through if you've seen the digital billboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Cheers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk us through,
Chess. Wow. Oh, I don't know what to say. You nailed it. Yeah. I'm impressed. I'm super impressed.
Yeah, but basically what we're looking at here is a sort of a, I don't know how you'd describe it, as a sort of come hither kind of look with a sort of, a alluring amount of mound.
Yeah.
Has the mound been photoshopped?
No, get out of town. Like, for crying out loud, I've got to have some height somewhere. Jeez.
Well, people are calling through.
It's very sexy.
Sorry, can I just get a producer to clarify if the mound has been photoshopped?
He said he kept saying when he saw the pictures when they were just doing the photo shoot.
Yeah.
He kept saying,
"I've got a yes. I have a yes in capital letters."
What? Boom! In capital.
You know what? I am so sick of unrealistic standards of beauty being forced upon the general public. We see photos of people we admire and think, "Oh God, I'm never going to be like them." And it's because you are photoshopping your penis.
I thought that asset was legit.
Well, guys, call through 131060. Mound and bottom were enhanced slightly, is what I've been told.
Whoa.
If you see the billboard, please let us know. Also, all the photos are up on the Today FM Breakfast Facebook page. Ooh. Go and get it. I want to see hashtag Denya Mound trending.
That's what we want
by the end of the day.
Chezzy Denya, thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.
And Woman's Day, if you're listening,
happy anniversary.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. Front cover, pregnant with twins, mound enhanced. Go nuts, guys. This is your time to shine. 7:42. So much good stuff today. So I just want to do this very, very quickly. It's just a quick round of...
Am I being unreasonable?
Okay.
You today.
Yeah, me today.
Yeah.
Very, very quickly. I don't... look, if you want to have a swing, 13, 10, 6, you can always tell me, but I think you guys will be able to cover it. Am I being unreasonable? My wife and I went out yesterday to a sort of fatey fair type of thing where there's people everywhere, and we took our son Arnie with us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whenever Arnie goes out anywhere, because you know a lot of people follow Tiff on Instagram, it's people like to come over and say hello, which is nice, and then people will like, oh, look at Arnie, which is fine. He's cute. You know, people will have a look, which is absolutely fine. Looking at the baby. And then there was an incident that I caused. Oh, I didn't cause it. No, it wasn't my fault. So a girl walks up with a dog. And she's clutching this dog in her arms, and it was like a little disgusting.
Okay. Let's not say disgusting as our describing word.
But it was. It had like, it was one of those dogs that's always got something in its eyes, you know, like in its eyes with a sort of matted, matty fringe.
Ed doesn't like dogs, guys, in case you haven't clued onto that.
And so I could see what this person was going to attempt. I could see that the idea was that the baby was in my arms and the dog was sort of being moved closer to towards the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking to myself, that person is going to attempt to make my baby touch that dog, or worse, get that dog to lick my baby's face.
Ugh. Okay, licking a face is a big jump. I don't know if someone's going to make a dog lick a baby's face.
So.
Oh, Jesus.
Now it was a man, a father, and a girl, probably 8 or 9 years old. So
who was holding the dog?
The girl, the little girl,
the 8 year old.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So this is feeling like it's not going to have a lot of restraint here.
And as they approached, there were people talking, and I said to Tiff, "She's going to try and make the dog lick Arnold's face."
That's such a weird assumption.
It was the way she was looking at me and the dog and the baby.
It said, "Lick my face."
Yes. Okay. And I know that look. And as we got there, as the dog got closer, sure enough, the father says, you know, we have a bit of a chat, and she lifts the dog up towards Arnold as if, please, dog, lick this baby.
Or perhaps pat the dog.
Right.
Maybe just pat the dog.
So what do you think I did?
I think you possibly put her in a chokehold.
No.
And the dog was maybe cast aside and the child was held on the ground.
No.
And you counted till 3 like it was a wrestling match.
I could have taken her easy, but no, I didn't do that.
You drop kick the dog into the next suburb?
No.
No, I didn't do that either.
No.
That's a horrible thing to suggest. You're
terrible
a farmer.
Terrible suggestion.
What did you do?
I pushed the dog. And said,
did you push an 8-year-old girl at a fate? You're 6'4".
No,
you are 6'4".
I didn't touch
She's
the girl.
8. Did you push a child at a fate because you preempted a lick that was never going to happen? You are unreasonable.
I did not. I purposely
you
made
pushed
sure.
pushed a child. Ed Cavalier pushes child. There you go. You can either have Grand Daniel's balls or Cavalier pushes child Daily Mail. Take your pick.
Am I being unreasonable? I lightly pushed the dog out of the baby's face and said, that dog doesn't need to lick my baby's face. Am I being unreasonable?
To the 8-year-old.
Grant, am I being unreasonable? Yes or no?
Oh, look, I'd be worried because an eight-year-old's not really, I think, aware of what a dog could do to a small baby.
You're being unreasonable.
I don't think so.
I think pushing the dog was a little... You could easily have just given it just cold shoulder, turn your body. I think shoving a kid is unreasonable for a preemptive lick. P.S. That doesn't work out mathematically because she would have been 4'2" and you are 6'9". Mm. So I don't understand how, unless this dog has a go-go gadget tongue, I don't understand how what you think was going to happen was going to happen.
Yeah. Could have used yourself as a human shield. Could have done that.
Correct.
That would have been fine.
Oh, you've changed, haven't you, Daniel?
You would have been useless in NAM. God.
I didn't realise who had the stronger argument. I'm backing him.
Get out of here.
Always back him.
When Mimi falls apart, New Year's Eve. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic. That's entertainment.
Ooh. Wow. Let's start off with, obviously, Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux have split, called it a day. And interestingly enough, Justin's 70-year-old neighbour, Norman Resnikow, has come out Team Aniston.
Ouch.
He said, you know, he's never liked Justin, that he is Team Jen. He said that Justin spilled water down to his apartment and created mold.
Yeah, well, that'll do it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And that's a good reason.
He said that Jennifer always hated Justin's New York place, and that's why she's divorcing
wow.
him. Yeah. He said, everyone knows Jennifer hated the place, and I am firmly on her side. So good on you, 7-year-old Norman being team.
Because he still has to live there with him. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, I know. Can you imagine? I know. I love that. Moving on. Wow. This is an interesting story. The Hemsworth brothers and Hugh Jackman all have one thing in common besides being Australian and incredible actors and spunks. I said actors first. They all turned down roles on The Simpsons.
What?
Yes, they were all offered specially made roles for themselves and all...
As themselves?
Said yes and all said no.
But Nicole Kidman's done it. You've had Stephen Hawking's been on The Simpsons. It's a badge of honour in showbiz to be asked to be on The Simpsons.
Arguably Michael Jackson did it.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
I've always wondered that. You know that, Lisa, it's your birthday. I always wondered if that was really Michael.
Great question. Wow.
So there you go. And finally, as promised, Prince Harry has invited 2 ex-girlfriends to the wedding.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? This is weird.
Unreportedly, this will be their walk-in song.
Don't you? Oh, this is weird.
Why would
the Prince
that?
Has invited Cressida Bonas and Chelsea Davey to his wedding. Harry has stayed good friends with Chelsea and Cressida, so they will be there. He has made sure there were no hard feelings when they split, and a friend has said, I don't think Megan will mind.
Whoa, wedding day is different.
Let me tell you, Megan minds. Megan does not want either of these blonde hussies turning up to ruin her day of days.
I hear that.
I cannot believe this has been allowed. And you know what else I think? And I was chatting with Kimmy, our producer, about this. I think that Chelsea, that was his first love.
Yep.
That was the one he was with for a very long time. Yep. I worry that perhaps one day she'll be his Camilla. And Meghan Markle will be the Princess Diva situation. She won't die in a fiery death, but she will possibly end up being pushed aside for the first love. It can happen.
Can I ask you a quick question? Yes. How hot will Chelsea want to look on the day?
Oh, let's talk about this. Full cleave. I mean, you want full cleave. If you're going to your... Can I have the music turned down?
Yes.
If you're going to your ex's wedding, you need to make sure they know what they've missed out on.
Yes.
All right, so you're turning up. You're turning up like, I'm a strong, independent woman. Look at my severe shoulders, which is a hint of cleave.
Mate.
Because I'm a strong, independent woman, and I'm not trying to make everyone think about my looks because I'm very smart.
Right.
But I want you to remember that I have amazing boobs. Not that that matters, but I do.
So is it too much for Chelsea to show up in a wedding dress?
No. That would be my route.
Like first reserve.
And just run at the bride.
Let's settle this.
And that was... That's entertainment.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app. Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
8:08, Alpha Bucks time. Official game show host Grant Denyer, I believe. We've got Lucy from Engadine. Lucy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are very good, thank you. And here is Grant Denyer.
All right, Lucy, let's have some fun here. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with a letter H for Harry. For each question you get right, you'll score $100 for the chance to win up to 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Lucy, you ready?
Yep, ready to go. Yep.
Your letter's H. Here we go. Name a shoe brand.
Pass.
A condiment.
Pass.
A musical instrument.
Harp.
A fragrance brand.
Pass.
A nut.
Pass.
A famous female model.
Oh, hey. God, that was terrible go. I froze. I don't know what happened.
All right, Joel.
You poor thing. Oh, that's the first time we've had a pass on every single answer
No, she got 100.
Oh, there was one. Sorry.
She got 100.
Sorry, Lucy.
Oh, God.
It's intense,
right.
Isn't it?
It is intense. Easier when you're just walking around the house or whatever.
Well, Lucy, that's $100. And would you like one of Grant Denyer's sexy cowboy picks as a consolation prize?
Wow.
I'm happy with anything.
Lucy's thanks, so Duff. Flat. Her standards have dropped so low, she's accepting nude pictures of Grant Danielle.
Oh, Lucy. Right.
Thanks, Luce. Well done. You know, you got to be in it to win it. And you were
in it.
Yeah. You were there. You were there. You participated.
Thank goodness it didn't rain over the weekend.
It did.
Did it? At your festival, it rained.
There was about, I reckon, 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. I was I was at Brownlow Hill Farm in outer west of Sydney, and we had a big deluge, like all of a sudden just wet, glitter everywhere. I attended the Secret Garden Festival on the weekend, and it was a last-minute decision. I've never been to a music festival before because I was having babies in my 20s, and I was kind of stressed about, I'd put the tour together, I was tired, and my husband said, why don't you go and do something you love? And then I found out about this festival that was happening in Sydney where you dress up for 48 hours. Mm. I had 4 costume changes. It was so
great.
4?
That's not much.
No, I know, but we arrived there Friday afternoon, and I promptly realised I was old enough to be everyone's mother. And I went and sat in my tent for 2 hours and cried. Sent out multiple text messages exclaiming the mistake I'd made and why did I think I could do this. One of the rooms was set up ironically as a 90s bedroom. Like, I had pictures of the Coreys on it, of Fred Savage, of Beverly Hills 90210, and all the kids were in there, like, having selfies. And I'm like, oh, my God, this look could be my actual bedroom.
Oh, isn't that tough?
From the 90s.
Oh, man. Okay.
But then I rang my husband at 11 o'clock at night, and I said, I don't know why I thought I could do this. And he said, you get out there.
Yeah.
You love to dance. You love to dress up. You get out and you do that. So I woke up fresh as a daisy Saturday morning.
Done.
I went and I had my coffee, and I popped on. The pictures are up. I've got a pink wig on. I've got a cap I made myself. I've got a sparkly bra, a cape, a drag queen called Polly filler made for me. I had my breasts completely by Glitterous is the name of the company, and my whole breast area, $15, all covered in glitter. Bargain.
Man.
And I sent myself off, guys. There was a tent where a bleachers, just called the applause bleachers, where people sat and clapped you for no reason. I then went to an area where 5 girls dressed up as mushrooms held my cape while I danced.
Yeah, I know.
It was so good. I then visited the Disney karaoke tent.
What number did you do?
Oh, I didn't sing a number.
What?
I'm a singer. Singers can't do karaoke.
I respect you for that.
It's such a
I respect you for
can't.
That. It's for people like me that can't
sing. Yes, I sing for a job.
Well played.
That's okay.
No, that's fair.
And then
if Grant went to the game show tent.
Correct.
Yeah,
sit down.
You just let it happen.
Yeah.
And so then I went to, there was an area where the whole day glamorous drag queens walked on treadmills to the beat of the music.
What?
Yes.
That's the most unique thing I have ever heard.
It's like someone made a festival just from my dream diary.
But how did they set up the trip? Like, this is like in the bush.
On the stage, they'd be built a stage, 2 treadmills facing each other, a DJ in the middle. The treadmills were pink. The girls came out, and then this song came on from
Sissy That Walk.
RuPaul, Sissy That Walk.
Okay.
So then I had an epic dance-off with another drag queen on the dance floor.
Right.
And it was so much fun. And so I've decided I want to put on my own festival for middle-aged people.
That's a good idea.
Over 30s,
yep.
Nap tent, a tent where you can watch The Crown on repeat, a Rosé Arena.
Lovely.
Where they just play Madonna.
Oh.
I want to have like a whole, they did have an area called The Nest where you could go and just chill out and listen to Enya. That was very good. But the moment of it came where I cleared the dance floor, I got in the middle of it and I did a little solo to this song. Oh, my God. Guys, I want you to imagine me in the middle, splits, fist pumping.
Splits?
Yeah.
In
the splits.
In the splits?
I was.
That's impressive.
It was, oh, I'm so sore, and that's why I have glitter in my pubic hair.
Oh, that's rude. What a great weekend. All the photos. There's videos up. You can see the mushroom girls.
Oh, Matt, they were there for 10 hours. No jokes.
Well, by the looks of them, I think they were.
They were what they eat, as we said.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Married at First Sight last night. It's captured the nation's imagination. It's huge. Everyone's thinking about the love triangle between Davina and Dean and Ryan. But I do want to take you through a couple of highlights. For me, the highlight last night, because it's all about getting to know people, Grant and them. It's all about moving into their houses. And Telv, who seems like the nicest bloke out of the lot of them, when his wife, whose name escapes me, went to his house to have a look at the bachelor pad. This was one of the quotes.
And he actually said to me at one point, do not lean against the wall in the shower because you might get pregnant.
Wow, that's romantic.
Ooh. That's science, guys. But then the fun was over and it was time to work out what on earth...
What the hell was that?
It's romance. What? It's romance.
That's not okay. I mean, it's hilarious. Yeah. But, dude.
I know. That's science, mate. Okay. Let's not forget this show's based on science, Em. And it was all about Davina and Ryan and Dean. And is Davina going to stay or go? And this was the crucial moment.
Well, I figured I haven't put you through enough hell yet.
No, you didn't.
You're going to hate me.
Bullshit.
No, I'm kidding. Oh,
Davina left.
He's so relieved.
Ryan's relieved. And he joins us now. Hello, Ryan.
G'day, how are you guys?
I love that you're too famous to even come into the studio now.
I know.
I didn't get asked.
Ryan, you are now officially the country's most eligible bachelor. How does that feel this morning?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I work up out of bed like everyone else.
You're so humble. Hashtag humble, guys.
Ryan, there was actually someone in our office who, after you left, said that she was planning to DM you on social media, but she was worried that too many other girls would have already DM'd you. In all honesty, Ryan, how many DMs...
Kiri, our music director, is who that is. Kiri?
There you go.
Kiri, if you would like to hook up with Ryan.
Hello, Kiri.
Hey, Ryan, in all seriousness, how many DMs have you received from just random girls since you started on the show?
I don't count, mate, but I've had some lovely messages from nice girls out there. They've been very supportive, which is very, very nice.
Dull. So which reality TV show is next for you?
What?
You love a reality TV show. You love it. What's next? Come on.
What's next?
What are you going to do?
Teen Mum. No.
Oh, touche, Dolph. Good answer. You've just won me back.
You're on, bro.
That was amazing.
That's great.
So I'm going to carry on with life and see where I go and see what ends up. So just living at the moment, not thinking of that.
Honey, don't you get to go on a nightclub tour now? Isn't that what happens?
That's what they don't do anymore.
What do you mean?
No, I'm going through a really bad divorce. I've got a really...
Oh, sorry, mate.
On me.
You're just having some me time. You're going to go out with the girls, you know, just get your nails
done.
Yeah,
you're going to go on a yoga retreat, you know, just the usual.
Ryan, we actually have our music director on the line now. Hi, Kiri. Ryan from Married at First Sight is just here. Could you just let him know what you told us? What you're going to do?
Well, hang on a second. I'm
you
on a train,
me,
so this is really awkward. What did
Kiri,
I say?
Kiri, you told me in the office
slide
the other
into his
day.
DMs.
You were going to send him a DM, but
do it now. Do it live.
Yeah, why don't you do a live DM?
No, the reason I wasn't going to send a DM is because he's got so many followers now since the show. He'll miss it, and then. I won't get a reply.
Well, this is your chance now. He's there. Say hello.
You're virtually face-to-face. What is it you like about him?
That's really a first-world problem.
Come on, Kiri.
Do you know what blew me away, Em? The fact that he's
No,
tall.
Tell Ryan. Tell Ryan.
Ryan.
Yeah, tell me.
You're tall.
You're tall, because Kiri's
six. Tall.
You're taller in real life. When I saw you, I was like, oh, my God, he's tall. That's a bonus.
Mm. What did it look like on the show?
Well, you look shorter on the show.
Well, Grant actually said something about a photo, didn't you, Grant?
Yes, he still had to bend down for my photo, so yes, he's a giant.
So, Ryan, would you be...
What I'll do, Em, is I'll send him a DM, and if he replies, then we'll take it from there.
Ryan, Kiri is on Bumble and Tinder because I run both her profiles. So, Ryan, would you be interested in going out on a date with our music director? At the very least, you get to go to free concerts.
That's true.
Look, like I said, I'm going through a really bad divorce at the moment. I've just got to really think about what I want to do. She wants to send me a message, that she's very welcome to.
That's code for I need to look at her face before I come in.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's right. Not. Did I already meet her when I was in there?
Yes, mate.
Yes,
tall and
well,
tanned.
They were all pretty. So there's no problem.
Oh, this is a scattergun approach. All right, thank you, Kiri. Back to your day.
Bye.
Thank you. See ya. Ryan.
Yeah.
Grant and I both work for Channel 10. There are whispers, and this is true around the halls, that they're going to parachute you in for The Bachelor. Would you do it, yes or no?
Look, I don't know. I can't really say that. I don't know.
Oh, he's stressing out. You don't have a publicity girl next to you now, you're worried.
Would you like to do it, though, is the question. We're not saying are you doing it, but would you like to?
Yes. Look, Channel 9 have been fantastic to me, so to say that, I don't know what to say. Geez, the problem is I don't have a publicity person sit next to me. That's the problem.
That's Ryan. That's what we want. Tell us the truth,
we want real Ryan.
It's just us.
Have they made contact? I heard a rumour at Channel 10 the other day that they were already putting the feelers out to you.
I've seen a lot of things on publicity about it, but nothing's been said to me, no.
Would you do it, though, if they offered it to you?
Oh, look, I don't know. That's a lying whore. You love it. It's a Ryan thing.
And don't talk in the third person or you'll lose me again.
Yeah, exactly. You only just got me.
you got me with the teen mum call and you've lost me by referring to yourself as Ryan.
Your experience wasn't so bad that you wouldn't do it again. Is that what you're saying?
Look, no, experiences. I've done this experience. The married thing, I've given it a crack and unfortunately it turned to a burning building and so I don't know if I'd really... I don't know. It'd take a lot for me to do that again, that's for sure, because I've already got a bad taste in my mouth of that and there'd be a lot of pressure.
You heard it here first. Ryan from Married at First Sight will be the 2018 Bachelor for Channel 10. Too bad, so sad, Channel 9.
Ryan, you've won the show. Congratulations. Well done. See you, mate.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Love you, boy. Bye.
Now, todayfm.com.au, we're asking you to please help us to know about someone in your life that could, who's done something nice for you. And in conjunction with Bupa, we'd like to pay it forward. Bupa has more ways to care for you. Life is a gift. Take care of it with Bupa. And Em, in that vein, we're joined in the studio by Jared and Terry.
Yes. Hello, my darlings.
Hi.
Now, Jared, I'm going to just let you take it away and let everyone know why you've brought Terry in to pay it forward.
Okay, so the reason I brought Terry in to pay it forward is a few years ago, about 10 years ago actually, a little bit more, I was on ice. I was on ice for about 5 years and I was homeless as well and spent a lot of time in Sydney streets and cold nights. And so I went back out to Penrith where I'm originally from, where Terry lives, and Terry took me in and helped me get off the ice and gave me the love and support that I needed, sort of thing. And she's always been a real mum to me anyway since then, so she's like a mum to me now. So
Terry's your brother's wife's mum, is that correct?
Yes.
Terry, that was very brave, taking in an ice addict. Why did you do that?
Well, I knew Jared before that, and Jared's like a son to me. So, yeah, it was just a natural thing to do.
A lot of people, though, wouldn't have stepped forward in that way, Terry, particularly when someone, you know, does have an addiction that they're struggling with. You weren't worried about any of those possible repercussions or anything?
No, not really, no. Jared was in a bad, headspace, but, just the support. And, I've got family at home too, and he gets on really well with my son, and it made a big difference too. No, he done well. We got through it, yeah.
Jared, what do you want to say to Terry? You've got her right across from you. This is your big moment. What do you want to say to the woman who saved your life?
Thanks, Em. Well, I just want to say thank you, a big thank you, and that I love you so much, like a mum. You've been more of a mum to me than my mum. And for that, I nominated you for Pay It Forward on Today FM, thanks to Bupa. And we're going to get your back garden fixed up.
We sure are. Terry, I know you love gardening and I know you've been very unwell, so your pride and joy has overgrown and I know that you built an aviary for yourself as well. So J&JJ Landscaping.
J&JJ Landscaping going to help out in restoring your backyard. They're going to clearing it, disposal, installing a garden bed. Bunnings has got a voucher there for $1,000. To do something, go and do something nice, you and Jared or whoever you like, there's $200 to spend at Red Balloon, all thanks to ourselves and Bupa, and mainly to Jared, who's gone to SoFM and put his hand up and said that he really wanted to do something for you, Terry.
This is lovely. I don't know what to say. Thank you, Jared. Thank you, everybody.
Well, Terry, you deserve a sanctuary, and I know your garden was your safe space. And,
it was.
And you haven't been able to care for it.
No, it's been a while since I've been out there.
Oh, honey.
I was out there 24/7, but yeah.
Well, we're going to make sure that it's back to its former glory.
Yeah. That's excellent. Thanks. Thank you, Jared.
Awesome.
Oh, big hug happening. Nice. And also, when you watch the video back, Terry's looking stunning in a top that Jared bought her.
Yes, yeah. That's a Christmas top. Jared. Is that Terry? Yeah. It's a Christmas top, Terry?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it looks gorgeous. Well, we look forward to seeing a photo of both of you in that top, in that resplendent top, out in the brand new backyard because it's going to be completely restored.
Yes.
So thanks to Jay and JJ Landscaping. They're going to do everything. Bunnings, $1,000, $200 at Red Balloon. And, of course, thanks to Bupa, has more ways to care for you. Life is a gift. Take care of it with Bupa. If you know someone who deserves this type of treatment, then todayfm.com.au. Hey, Jared and Terry, thank you so much for coming in. It, as you say, it restores your faith in humanity. It's such a beautiful thing for you to do. For each other. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
Bupa.
Thanks, guys.
And Em has decided to perform her full show in the backyard. do you have room for a 30-piece band?
I will make room. I will make room for Em Rossiano. Don't you worry.
Jared, you're such a good soul. Both of you, good luck. And I can't wait to see the garden tears.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, honey.
If you need a garden gnome, you just have to put a beard on Grant. It's the same.
Thanks,
I come cheap.
See ya.
It's cloudy.
It's cloudy.